Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. If you're listening again this week, welcome back. If you're here for the first time, I have one announcement. There will be no wand waving or silly incantations in this class, so buckle up. It's bound to be a crazy ride.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this mess that I call a podcast. And today I wanted to voice my frustration for an app that us kinky people refer to as the clock app. If you don't know what the clock app is, I'm talking about TikTok. And why am I frustrated? Well, there are many reasons. First of all, there's not an NSFW / non-kid friendly / I don't care what you call it mode that you can like turn on so that people who are not interested in seeing your content won't see it unless you, you know, make your followers and your account private, which I've done because, yikes. Had too many close calls. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So that's one frustration. Another frustration is the accessibility at some point within the past 12 hours has gone to hell. And why am I mad about that? Well, because I like TikTok. It's usually a lot of fun. I learn stuff. Okay, before somebody starts throwing pitchforks. You can't really learn a whole lot in 3 minutes, but you can learn a little bit. So I've learned a couple things in, you know, 3 minutes, and then I've usually dug deeper into doing more research and all that stuff. But this morning, I had a TikTok notification, so I was like, let me check what's going on the clock app. So I did. It is complete trash as far as accessibility goes. And it makes me sad because a couple of my favorite kinky creators are on TikTok. Also, a couple of non-kinky creators like Penny and Amy and Gracie and, I mean, they're all three the same, you know, group of people. But, you know, they're on TikTok and they're great. And now I'm sad because the accessibility is awful. Like, you know, you can't really, or at least I can't. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. But I can't scroll very far up the feed to, you know, watch videos like normal. I used to be able to scroll pretty dang far, and now I can only scroll like maybe 3 videos, and then it takes me down to the beginning, and I'm not doing that 1,500 times just to, you know, go to a video I've already seen. So, yeah, I'm frustrated. I don't sound frustrated because I just woke up from a nap, but I am frustrated. Quite frustrated, in fact. I get that, like, you know, before all these crazy people start coming at me, I understand that, like, not every app on the planet is going to be accessible to people who use screen readers, which, that's okay. I'm not expecting every single app to be accessible. That's, you know, it's not possible in some cases. Like, you know, Candy Crush, for instance. That app, at this point in time, can't be made accessible. And that's okay. Or a game that I really want to play, which is called Hogwarts Mystery. I had to think for a minute what it was called. That game is completely not accessible, and that makes me sad too. But I understand that not every app can be. And like I said, that's okay. But when an app is accessible and then it becomes inaccessible because people don't stop to take a moment and think about things, it really messes with you. Just saying. So, I don't know if anybody else is going to have the same struggle. Probably not. But if you are having the same problem, please let me know, because maybe we all can like join forces and yell and scream at the top of our lungs until TikTok does something about their accessibility problems. And also, I understand that TikTok is a video app. Videos, unless they're sound, aren't accessible to blind people. I get it. But come on, guys. Your app was great 2 months ago. Can we get it back to that point, please? Like, please. I miss my TikTok friends. What little friends I have on there. So, yeah, I just wanted to rant about this for a minute because it's really irritating. And, well, I kind of deleted the TikTok app because there's no sense using an app that you can't use. I mean, having an app you can't use on your phone. So, until the accessibility issues get resolved, I'm not there. I'm everywhere else, but I'm not there. So, that's why I'm doing this episode over here, so that I can voice this irritation. Okay. So, that's all I got. That's all I wanted to talk about this week. I know it's just a filler topic. It's kind of how it's been the past couple of weeks, because, like, I got nothing. And since TikTok is being bleh, I also got nothing, because TikTok is where I got most of my inspiration for topics. So, yeah. If anybody has suggestions or whatever, you can let me know by sending in a voice message at anchor.fm/subheart. You can also join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. You can follow my Twitter at Luna the Kitten 92, my goodness. And Instagram at the same handle. Or you can join my all-purpose kink Discord hangout server thingy, which also has a podcast category for people who listen to my podcast if you are interested. The link is hopefully pinned to the top of my Twitter. If not, I'm sure it's somewhere floating around the interwebs. So yeah, this will probably, unless I get inspiration between now and after Christmas, be the last episode until after Christmas, because Thanksgiving is next Thursday, if my, you know, memory is right and my days are not all screwy. So, families will be getting together and all that good stuff. So, probably not going to do episodes until after the holidays. So, if you want to keep in touch with me until then, do the things. Because it would be nice to hang out with you guys. So, yeah. Until I see you guys again, or until you hear my voice again, or whatever. Stay safe. Stay kinky. Be a positive member of your BDSM community, whatever that means for you. And let's keep filling the world with hearts.